Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
That's right, your super host, and an incredible morning it's been. I mean, we started off the morning with the CEO of the international marketing company, Gaia, who could be reached at gaia-vsm.com, really working with so many startups. And we just had the co-founder of the top crowdfunding site, Indiegogo.com. Now listen real carefully, because later on in the show too, we've got a special secret guest, which we'll be announcing towards the end. But it all started with rethinking one humble stapler, and now is redesigning workspaces. Our next hero acquired an interest in a company and then became the chairman and CEO of Poppin. Can be reached at poppin.com, Randy Nicolau. Now, Randy, what is the idea behind Poppin, and explain the mission?
Great. So the idea behind Poppin is simply to become the premier direct-to-consumer or direct-to-business office solutions brand. So typically, these are really dull, boring products that are either bought through dealers, so furniture dealers, or they're bought through retail outlets or other catalogs. And there's nobody yet that's kind of attempted to take that highly fragmented model and really create one consistent brand look, feel, design across everything from something as mundane as a stapler, as you mentioned, to something as beautiful as a piece of lounge furniture, and really have those products live as a family of products.
I mean, and you also too, since you've taken over, I mean, the growth has just been crazy. It's been, what, grown over 75% from 1 year?
That was just, yes, last year we grew from about $23 million to $40 million in revenue, and I did take over the company. I acquired the company about 5 years ago when it was essentially pre-revenue.
And you went from, what, 8 people to now over 100?
Just over 100, and we have an office in New York, we have a showroom and an office in California and San Francisco, and we have 3 offices in China.
Unbelievable. Now, tell me about this recent expansion that you've got going on. What is that?
Sure. So, we tend to target a lot of companies in the media, advertising, internet, technology, and so we obviously have a lot of those here in our backyard in New York City. But on the other coast, there's plenty of venture money and lots of folks in that industry as well. So we, less than a month ago, opened up a San Francisco showroom, put feet on the street there, and beginning to develop out our presence, because we saw we already had probably 9 or 10% of our sales were coming from the West Coast, from San Francisco in particular, and it was just a demand that we felt we had to meet with people on the ground.
And what are some of the most popular products that you, items that you sell?
So I would say the product that kind of put us on the map was the file cabinet. And I like to joke and say, you would think we invented the file cabinet by how many of them we sell. But it's something that nobody has thought about bringing design and color to in the 100 years that file cabinets have been around. So by adding little details like radius edges and fully painting the cabinets in on-trend and on-brand colors, really put us on the map with that. And then most recently, we rolled out a line of sit-stand desks, those adjustable-height desks that are so necessary and popular these days for better work health and ergonomic health. And with that, just having recently launched, our initial read on it is it's going to be a very big category for us.
Fantastic. And I love what you're doing at Poppin. Now tell me about Playboy.com. I want to know. I want to know all the gushy details. Playboy.com.
To go to that one first.
You're right. I was holding back.
I'll tell you. Playboy was, first and foremost, it was a public company at the time, and it was a business like any other business that had, besides the subject matter being so fun and fantastic, had real P&L challenges like a lot of companies do at some point in time. I was brought in to execute a turnaround, first of the Playboy.com division, and then eventually took over and became president of Playboy Enterprises, and grew that company about 100% top line, and probably added $20 million of EBITDA to that company while I was there. So it was my one break from being an entrepreneur, and the circumstances were such that it sounded too interesting to pass up. So I was first went in as a SVP of marketing, brought my direct marketing capabilities to the web, was successful with that, and there was quickly promoted to the president of .com, and like I said, then was given responsibility for the entire entertainment group. So basically, yeah, Hugh Hefner was running the magazine, another gentleman was running the licensing group, and I was running the everything else.
I mean, that's huge. That's former huge. President of Playboy.com and everything you did for them, I certainly wouldn't have passed on that either. And you're listening to Alliance's Heroes. Be a hero. Go to where entrepreneurs align. Be part of the community. You may have the opportunity to meet Randy, perhaps, at one of our many experiences that go on. That's Randy Niccolo, and he can be reached at poppin.com, poppin.com. Tell me about what you learned, though, at Playboy, being the president of Playboy.com, working your way up there, that has helped you to be and lead Poppin to such growth.
I think the first lesson that I learned, besides don't touch the merchandise, was everything takes longer than you plan it to. So whether you're planning a turnaround, whether you're launching a new product, whether you've launched that product and you're tracking to growth, it's easy when you're sitting there on in December making your plans for the next year to think, wow, 11 months from now, that's so far out. By then, we'll certainly be able to do X, Y, and Z. And the reality is that, there's just so many forces at work in a business that for all of them to line up perfectly to form that straight line is really the anomaly. And it's usually a choppier ride, but hopefully always choppier and up and to the right.
Now, Randy, what's the magic? Because, I mean, you've done many other things, too, where you've gone into these companies, you've just,
yep,
you've grown it. You were the founder of Demdex,
yep,
the first ever online management design platform, which you grew ended up being acquired by Adobe Systems. You were CEO and chairman of Azugle Ads, which is now,
yep,
Epic Advertising. I mean, it just goes on. And of course, what you're doing at Poppin. I mean, what's the magic and the secret to be able to go in, look at these companies, and then really grow them exponentially?
Yeah, that's a great question, David. So I think probably one of the things that has served me best in each of these roles has been able to go in and kind of identify that one accelerant in the business where if you just pour enough gas on that, will drive that growth. And so in doing so, you have to remove all the other distractions, because it's very easy in any organization for individuals to have all their pet projects and to work on the things that they think are best for the company. But being able to go in there and identify and then clearly communicate the two or three priorities on which everybody needs to be focused is a challenge. And I'll tell you, it Poppin', the first thing that we noticed, when we originally launched this company, we were selling, pens and pencils to individual consumers and to college students. And the data told us very quickly that our biggest opportunity was to sell this to mid-market businesses, kind of those 20 to 200 person businesses, and to sell them furniture. So we made a very aggressive push. We launched our furniture business in April of 2015, and that's what was a big driver of that revenue growth from $23 million to $40 million from 15 to 16, was being able to identify that opportunity for who the customer was, finding that product market fit, and filling that product and putting it in their hands.
Mm. Amazing. Well, I got to tell you, Randy, fantastic advice. Pour gas on the one accelerator to grow. Quit working on a gazillion different things. Pour it on the one that grows. Randy, you're a pioneer of business. You reimagine and make things new by working differently, creatively, and expanding the capabilities. You're a hero, Randy Niccolo, who could be reached at poppin.com. And again, David Kogan with Alliances. And when we return, you're going to hear about the secret hero.